gonna be all right. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Out there in radio land, praise the Lord. This is Johnson Lee and Luella Simpson coming to you one more time in God's Spoken Word. One more time, one more time. We glad to be in the number one more time. Pray, baby, pray. Pray, baby, pray.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to get.
Pray, baby.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we crying out for soul one by one, name by name. You know they is. Don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you one by one, name by name. You know they is. Bless all the saints' children one by one, name by name. Give them all a mind to be saved. All our children, grandchildren, little ones a mind to be saved. Bless all the saints everywhere. Bless them in a special way and get a hold to all their children. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right now, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for that prayer. Hallelujah. And we pray also for everybody out there in the world. Praise the Lord. That I don't want you to focus attention on what's going on in the world. I want you to focus your attention on your soul being saved. Thank you, Jesus. Because everything is going to pass away. And, all right, the message this morning is, let's go to heaven.
Let's go to heaven.
I said, let's go to heaven. Oh, amen. I know what's going on in the world. This going on and that going on. They're doing this, he doing that, she doing this. But let's go to heaven. Come on, Christian folks. Come on, church folks. Let's go to heaven. Get your mind off that amen. Ball game and Super Bowl and Gator Bowl and the Bunny Bowl and the Hula Bowl and this bowl and that. Get your mind on Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's preach
a shame.
That.
It's a shame so many saints are following these ball games and all these world events and what's going on here, and your mind not on Jesus. And the Bible says you keep in perfect peace. Who mind stayed on him? Good God Almighty. And Jesus said, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Don't worry about the thing. Let's go to heaven. Let's get your mind off of the world. Some of y'all love
to
the other morning. The saints love the world. And they fell in love with the world. And the Bible tells us, praise the Lord, hallelujah, love not the world, neither the thing that in the world. Any man, any woman love the world. The love of a father is not in them. So I'm saying, let's go to heaven. Let's
praise
forget
the
about
word.
The denomination and all these different religions. Let's go to heaven. All these different books they put out. He wrote a book and she put out a book and they put out a book. And all them books that don't line up with the Bible.
Amen.
A lot of them books, hallelujah, not in concordance what the Lord was saying. We better read, hallelujah, the King James Version. Thank you, Jesus.
Preach that.
Let's go to heaven. Let's line up on this word. He said, line up on line, precept on precept. Let's go to heaven. Let's dress
Amen.
Right. Let's act right. Let's live right. Let's talk right. Good God Almighty, let's love right. Let's do right. Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
My Bible said, he that does right is righteous.
Amen.
Righteous. Let's do it right. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go into the Acts 2:38, where Peter said, repent and get baptized. Everyone
Amen.
In the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let's go to heaven. There's a place in heaven preserved for you, but you got to do something to get there.
Amen.
You just can't go on to heaven. Hallelujah.
Praise that.
You say your name on the road. I don't care how much you can preach, but you got to line up preacher with the word. I don't care how much you can sing, sister and brother, but you got to line up with this word. I thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Let's go to heaven.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Ain't but one way to go to heaven, and you got to do it according to the Bible, because Jesus came to save sinners from their sin. See, that's why Jesus told Thomas, I'm the way.
Amen.
God, the truth and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. Good God Almighty. Jesus telling Thomas, ain't but one way. I'm
Praise
the way. I don't care what your denomination say. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. Let's go to heaven. Let
Amen.
Me serve
Let's
notice
go
on
to
you.
Heaven.
If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, you got it wrong.
Amen.
And you're going to be lost if you don't repent and do it. For Jesus said in the 28th chapter of Matthew, go baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. But watch this now. The disciples know what he was talking about. The disciples know Jesus was the Father. Jesus was the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Preach it.
Hashatna, and he had it right. The name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Those are titles. They're not the name. I am a man. I'm a granddaddy, and I'm a husband, and I'm a preacher. But my name is Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. So you got to find out what Jesus was talking about. He was talking about baptizing in his name. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
The name is Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah. The Father.
Preach the word.
Hallelujah. That's why he said, St. John 10:30, I'm me and I am my Father are one. And but one God.
Amen.
One faith. One
Preach
love,
it.
One baptism. Let's go to heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank hallelujah. Worship washing. Half stepping. Slew footing. Lying. Whole mocking. Unforgiveness. Lust. Backbiting.
Amen.
Avidism, pride. Jealousy. Hatred. Good God,
Man.
Can't go to heaven. Wish travel.
Thank you, Jesus.
This nigga, this old beaten, cannot go to heaven. Hey, but one way you can go to heaven, you got to live right. I said, you got to live right. Let's go to heaven. Let's line up with this word. Let's go to heaven.
Preach the word. You in the word.
Let's do what the word says.
Man.
Let's go to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get on the highway. Isaiah 35, 8 said, and a highway.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to do that again. And a highway shall be there, and a way has shared, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Holiness. Good God, my, let's go to heaven. Come on, women, put that junk off, and let's go to heaven. Wash your face. Get all that junk off your face. Come on, men, get your hair cut. Get your shave.
Preacher.
Come on, men, put the right clothes on. Come on, men. God ain't called no holy. God ain't called no sisters. God ain't called no lesbian. God ain't called no homosexual. God called it for holiness. Let's go to heaven.
Amen.
Let's go to heaven. Let's do it right. Hit it, baby. Hit it.
Let's go to heaven. Come on, y'all. Let's go to heaven. Get baptized in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Evident speaking in tongues. Walk holy. Talk holy. He said, be holy. He's the Holy God.
Yes, Lord.
Tell my people I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, take on my name. Get baptized in my name because he died for you. He waiting with his arm wide open. Say, come, my people. He loves you. We love you. We crying out for your soul. Come on, get saved. That's not hard. That's the best thing that ever happened to me when I got saved. Started living for Jesus. I'm happy. I'm enjoying Jesus every day of my life. Women, it's time to stop shacking, backbiting, stop homemonger, stop drinking, stop taking drugs, take off that makeup, take off that lipstick, take all that stuff all over your face. Take it all. Stop cutting your hair. Stop dyeing your hair. Take, co up your bosom, look like a holy woman, a man of God. Y'all said be holy. We got to be holy every day of our life. You got to go to bed holy, get up holy all day long. Tell my people I'm coming because he's coming. He's coming. I know he's coming. He told me to tell y'all he's coming. God is on the way back time. Wind up. If you all come on, get saved. Cover up your feet. Stop walking around with your bare legs all showing out.
Hallelujah.
Cover up your feet. Jesus. Cover up your bosom. Cover up everything. Stop. Take out those tight boots you can't hardly walk in. Looking like a Jezebel. Cover up. Look like a holy man of God. God said, be holy. Hallelujah. I thank you for everything. Y'all already done what he finna do. Let's go to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, let's go to heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. St. John Let not your heart be troubled.
Thank you,
believe
Jesus.
In God, be also in me, in my Father's house, a many mansion.
Amen.
With God in my, it's many mansion up there.
Thank
let
you,
me serve
Peter.
Notice on you. It's a mansion up there for me. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. And Peter picked it up. 1 Peter 1 and 4 said, to an inheritance in heaven for you. See there? Hallelujah. To an inheritance. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty.
Preach the word in the word.
To an inheritance incorruptible and the fire undefiled and that fadeth not away. Reserved in heaven for you. So there's plenty reserved for you. But you got to live right. You got to do right. You got to act
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
God, it's almost midnight. Let's go to heaven.
Amen.
With all this destruction and the death. Let's go to heaven. Finding folk dead.
Preach
folk
the word.
Killed and can cut up in all different kind of ways in the world. Let's go to heaven. There's a road
Amen.
That leads to heaven. One scripture says there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Let's go to heaven.
Preach the word. You're in the word.
Let's get it.
Yes,
let's get
Lord.
Like the Bible said. They put out a song years ago. Have you got it? Have you got
it? Like the Bible
said. Got it like the Bible said. Good God,
man.
Let's go to heaven. His name is not Jehovah. Good God Almighty, his name, you don't call him Messiah. You don't call him King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the chief, hallelujah, cornerstone. He's a high
Man.
Priest. He's the master. He's the eternal father. He's God. He's protein.
Yes, Lord.
He's Abba and Amika.
Preach
that. He's a rabbi. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's the savior. He's a redemptor. But his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's go to heaven. So let's line up with
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. There ain't no other way. Ain't no other way you can get there.
I know
Somebody
you're right.
Told the disciple, I'm with you now, but later on I'm going to be in you.
Amen.
I'm going to walk in you.
Preach it.
And I'm going to talk in you. And you shall be my people. Sir. I'm going to be your God. Good God.
Thank
my.
You,
But
Jesus.
He said, go. It's right there in 24th chapter of St. Luke. He said, go and tarry
uh-huh.
in Jerusalem till you be endowed in Ashakta, till you be endowed with power. What on high? They went there. In the upper room,
it
was the second chapter of Acts, and it was right there. And all of a sudden, the Bible said, Holy Ghost came up, and it filled all the houses. Whatever,
Amen.
Sitting, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with tongues. As the Spirit of God get utterance. Now, let me serve notice. A lot of y'all say you got the Holy Ghost, but you never spoke in tongues. Now you don't have the Holy Ghost.
Preach the word. You in the word.
You get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You got to speak with tongues. That's your evidence. Keshatana, ikanarabo shatna. Let's go to heaven.
Amen.
Shatna, hypocrites. Hypocrites. Sleuthin. Hashtabin. Thank you, Jesus.
Preach it.
Pretender. Let's go to heaven. I don't care how good you can sing. Without the Holy Ghost, you're going to hell. I don't care how good
preach
you can
preach the word. You in the word.
Hoop and holler with your pretty robe on. If you're not lined up with this word, you're going to hell. And the word said, Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of St. John, about the fifth verse, he said, except a man be born of the water. That means baptized there.
And other, Amen.
And of the Spirit. That means filled with the Holy Ghost. He cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven. You can't enter in the kingdom of good God. So we got to go to heaven. And all the way to go
yes,
to heaven,
Lord.
You got to do something to go to heaven. You can't go through the gate.
Preach that.
God Almighty.
Thank you,
Jesus. Let's go to heaven. He ain't calling for the nomination. He ain't calling for no bishop. Well, let me serve.
Amen.
Oh, sister, God ain't calling no woman to be no bishop. Thank you, Jesus. You out of
I
God.
I know you're order. Right.
He told Paul told Timothy, a bishop, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire the office of a
Preach
good
that.
Work. He desire good work. He, not Amen. She. He could God
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to have one wife, a husband of one wife. How can a woman be the husband of one wife? Let's go to heaven.
Amen.
Line up with this word.
Preach
line up on line, precept on precept. That's why Jesus said, such the scripture, for in them.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Such the scripture. Oh, you come up on shelter. For in them you may think, you think you have eternal life. They that testify of me. That's why he told Timothy, Paul told Timothy, study. Show yourself approved. A work we need not to be ashamed. We got to line up with this
Amen.
Word and already go to heaven. And if you don't do it the apostolic doctrine way, you're going to hell. Let's go to heaven.
Heaven.
Let's go to heaven. We gone.
We gone. Let's go to heaven.
Again, baby.
Let's
again.
Go to heaven. We love you. Come on, go to heaven with us in Jesus' name.
All right, now,
God bless you.
Let's go. Let's go to heaven.
Thank
he
you,
died Jesus. For you just like he died for me.
Amen.
But you got to come through that way.
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
Jesus'
name.
Let's go to heaven.
Let's go to heaven.
Oh, feel good.
Thank you, Jesus. I had to move that chair back when you saying pray, because that door was hitting the chair.
You know when you said something, they picked
it up. But I didn't say nothing.
You did say something. You said something when they go
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and Private Duty Services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
KAYTKQJO.
What was his number one priority? Well, according to Jesus himself, let's read a couple of statements made by him concerning his priority. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said, "Don't worry about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear or how you will live, because the Father knows you need those things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added to your life." Seek ye first is probably the most important statement of priority. Seek means you got to pursue it. It doesn't come to you. You got to go and pursue knowledge of it. First means it's above everything else, more important than everything else. And the kingdom means it is the object of your pursuit. Seek first the kingdom of God. Righteousness has to do with positioning, relationship to that government of that kingdom. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, don't seek food and clothing and cars and houses. He says, stop doing that. That is why Jesus Christ, please read my lips and don't misunderstand me, look at my lips, he never preached prosperity. Read the four Gospels and show me where he preached prosperity. He didn't. Do you know why? Because in a kingdom, prosperity is normal. That's why the words like commonwealth are only used in kingdoms, because the wealth is common. Everybody is automatically wealthy in a kingdom because it is in the king's best interest for every citizen to be wealthy, because a king's reputation is determined by the status of his citizens. So your prosperity is a government policy in a kingdom. That's why he never admonished the disciples to pursue things. He said things are supposed to be added to your life, not become an object of pursuit. What you should pursue is what? I can't hear you. The kingdom of God. He says focus on the kingdom first and everything else falls into place. How about this one? Matthew chapter 10, verse 7. He says, as you go, he's talking to every pastor, every member of his body, as you go, preach this message. Why does he use the word this? because he knew that we have other messages. Read the verse again out loud. Read it. As you go, preach this message. What's the message? The kingdom of heaven is near. He says, that's the message you should preach. This implies, I know you will be tempted to preach many other things. But you preach this message. Oh, by the way, this is found in Matthew 10, when he was talking to the disciples about the problems in the world. It was in that chapter 9 and 10 when he said he saw the people like sheep without shepherd, harassed and oppressed by life. And he says, we must find some laborers to go and help them. And then he says, he sent them out and says, preach this message. In other words, the solution to oppression and frustration in society is the kingdom message. They had just saw him heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. He fed 5,000 people. He walked on water. He says, don't preach that. Preach the kingdom. In other words, don't preach my miracles. Preach the kingdom. Uh-oh. Most of our sermons are about his miracles. And if anybody should be tempted to preach the miracles, it should be Peter, James, and John, and Bartholomew, and Matthew. Why? They saw them with their own eyes. He said, no, when you go, guys, don't preach what I did. Preach this message. The kingdom of heaven has arrived. Why? Because miracles are not the message. Miracles are the evidence of the presence of another government. When you read the four Gospels again, and start tonight, just start in Matthew, read the first five chapters before you go to bed, you will find that everywhere he said, the Bible always said this, and Jesus preached the kingdom of God, and then he healed the sick and raised the dead and cast out demons. In other words, the miracles were evidence of his message. It's the kingdom. He says, pursue the kingdom as you're numbering this week to know the kingdom. And don't number one goal. Look at this one in Matthew 13 verse 11. That's right. This is your Bible. Matthew 13 verse 11. He says, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to those outside of the kingdom. That means the kingdom has, can I use the term, secret laws that you got to study and learn? The knowledge of the secret of the kingdom has been given unto you, he says, but not to them. Why? He says, whoever has will be given more. And he who have not, even what he has, will be taken from him. By the way, this is a response to a question they asked him. He was teaching them the kingdom of God, and he gave them this parable about the sower sowing a seed. And they didn't understand him. And they said, why do you speak to the people in parables, and you speak to us plainly? He said, because it's given to you to know the secrets, but not to them. And then he says, because him who has, more will be given. When I did my research in the Hebrew language on this verse in college, I was shocked. The meaning of it is simple. He says, those who want to know more about it, I will tell them more. And those who have no interest, I will make sure they never find it. That's why I speak to them in parables. You see, God will only tell you what you want to know. God will only show you what you want to see. He'll only give you what you really want to receive. In other words, if you don't have an interest in God, God hides himself from you. We say that God is everywhere, omnipresent. That's true. But how do you explain this statement? And you will find me only if you seek me with all your heart. Now, he's everywhere. He said, but you will only find me if you seek me with all your heart, not casually. If you really want to know me, I'll reveal myself. If you don't want to know me, I'll hide myself, he says. What he's saying is, if you don't want to know the kingdom, I will keep it secret. But if you want to know, passionately pursuing it, I will reveal it to you. He says, to you, disciples, you left your boats, you left your farms, you left your family to follow me. I'm going to tell you all the secrets. But those people, they don't leave their farms to come after me. If you are hungering this week to know the kingdom, and don't miss a session, God will give you things he never gave anybody else. He revealed to you things you cannot understand until he tells you. God will open your mind this week if you come to every session and say, God, I want to know. I want to know. He says, I will withhold nothing from you. You will have what? Abundance. That's how I got to learn about the kingdom. I became hungry for it. Huh. How about this one? His message for the church is found in Luke chapter 4. Watch Jesus. It says these words. And Jesus said, I must preach what? The good news of what? The kingdom of God. To who? All other towns. Because that is why I was sent. Why was he sent? Not to preach a religion, but to preach the kingdom of God to every town also. I told the crew at the city church how I went to college and I got 3 bachelor's degrees. I got a master's degree and 3 doctorates. I got a degree in theology, graduated with honors, and there was not one class on the kingdom. And Jesus said, he must preach this message of the kingdom. In other words, they qualified me not. If you don't believe me, read this verse. It gets worse. Read this verse. Matthew 24, verse 14. Everybody read. Go. And this gospel. Stop reading. Stop. Stop. Notice he didn't say the gospel. Because he knew we have all these other messages we're preaching. Baptism, faith, prosperity, healing, Holy Spirit. He said, no, 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 this message. Now, don't get me wrong. We preach good messages. But read his instructions. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached where? I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What shall be preached in all the world? This gospel. Why? There are many others. I told you I got a degree from one of the top universities in America. Not one class on the kingdom. I read the writings of the German theologians, St. Augustine, all the deep thoughts of all these deep theologians, not one class on the kingdom. I read Calvinism, not one class on the kingdom. We studied all the different thoughts of the early church, but not one class on the kingdom. And it's the only thing he told us to preach. That's why God is saying, kingdom first. Get back to my first instruction. Why? Because the last part of the verse depends on it. We keep asking God, when will the end come? And so we have a tsunami. And everybody says, the end of the world is coming. So we have 9/11, the world is coming to an end. Earthquake, the world is coming to an end. A drought in Australia, God is coming soon. War in Iran, oh, it's the last days. Shut up. That's not true. Read the verse. He said, the end will come when you do something. Why is it so quiet? Read the Bible. He placed the end not in heaven's hands. Okay. Let's read the verse together, please. Read, go. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached into a whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. He left the end in our hands. And it's depending on a message, not a terrorist. Clap. God did not place the end of the world in the hands of a war. He didn't submit the end.